Hello and welcome back to the Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life.
If you are in that situation where you get ghosted, then that is literally the trash taking itself out, because if they cannot sit down with you and have a mature conversation about why they want to end things, then how the hell are they going to have an emotionally mature relationship with you? Like, you simply don't want to be with someone like that.
Do not reply to those flames. Don't you dare entertain those 100 emojis or those flames that might be coming into your DMs from someone who has had the audacity to take you out on a date and then just ghost you. Don't let them come crawling back. You know better, and you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know you're worth more than that.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Those clips were taken from today's episode where we're talking all about ghosting. So what is ghosting, why people do it, and how you can feel better if you are in that unlucky position where you've been ghosted.
Yeah, because ghosting is actually really common. Mm. And we did ask you guys on our Instagram story. So if you don't follow us, do follow us at Find Your Feet Podcast, because sometimes we'll ask for your input on episodes. So if you want to get involved in them, then that is the place to be. But yeah, we did like some polls on question box on our stories talking all about ghosting, and loads of you have actually experienced ghosting. And some of the replies made me really sad. When we said, how did it feel? Like, what was your emotional response in three words when you got ghosted? And they made me really sad. So we need to like flip that around. Come on, we're going to boost the confidence. Let's get the self-esteem up. Let's get the self-worth sky high.
Yeah, because I feel like ghosting is one of those things that just like knocks you off your path.
Yes.
And really knocks your self-esteem. So it's likely we're going to put a nice little spin on it. And this is the first episode of a little dating series we're going to do, because like dating is so fun to talk about. And I feel like ghosting and stuff is something, like you said, is so common and can knock you off your path. But it can also be an opportunity definitely for you to grow and just to go deeper on your own self-love journey. This episode is sponsored by Natural Cycles. So Natural Cycles is a product that I absolutely love and genuinely believe it has changed my life. I never stop telling my friends about it, so I'm really excited that they're sponsoring our podcast. And of course, they're giving our listeners a lovely little discount code. So Natural Cycles is the first and only CE marked hormone-free contraceptive app for women, and it's just so quick and easy to use. You can use Natural Cycles to avoid pregnancy, to plan pregnancy, or to also track your own pregnancy. So how does Natural Cycles work? You enter or sync your data into the app, and then the app's unique algorithm lets you know whether you're fertile or not that day. So if you're tracking to avoid pregnancy, you'll have green days where you're safe to have unprotected sex and red days where you should use protection. Natural Cycles is the first FDA-cleared birth control app in the US and also CE marked in Europe, and is listed in the ARTG in Australia. Because it's a birth control app, it's 100% natural, non-hormonal, and has no side effects. No contraceptive is 100% effective, but when used to prevent pregnancy, Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. So perfect use would be not having unprotected sex on your red days. Our podcast aligns so strongly with Natural Cycles. Their mission is to pioneer women's health with research and passion by empowering every woman with the knowledge she needs to take charge of her own health. So if you're ready to start your own journey with Natural Cycles, then you can use our code FINDINGYOURFEET to get 20% off your annual subscription and a free thermometer. That is FINDINGYOURFEET, and we will leave the link to Natural Cycles in the show notes, and you can simply enter FINDINGYOURFEET at checkout. And if you're wondering how much that cost, the annual subscription will work out at around £50 for the year, which is around £4 a month for hormone-free contraception. But that is all for now. Let's jump into the episode.
So we're just going to read out the definition of ghosting in case you aren't totally sure what it is. You've never heard of it before, but you probably have, because
81% of you guys have been ghosted.
Anyway, ghosting is the act of suddenly ceasing all communication with someone the subject is dating, but no longer wishes to date. This is done in the hope that the ghostie will just get the hint and leave the subject alone, as opposed to the subject simply... Why is this subject's making me laugh? I thought this definition sounds so weird. I'm just going to read my own definition. Basically, ghosting is where you're dating somebody and you're talking to them consistently. Or maybe you've even just been on one date, but then they just go ghost. They basically cease all communication from the subject. They just completely stop talking to you, cease all communication, nothing on social media. Sometimes what people do when they go ghost as well, because to some real toxic F-boys out there, they will ghost you, but still have you on social media and to watch your story all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Grow up. So, but yeah, that's what ghosting is. So basically, rather than telling you they don't want to date you anymore, they just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah. And this can happen at like any stage as well. Like some people, you might be ghosted even from like the talking stage of not meeting someone, can still be considered ghosting if you've been chatting for ages. Or it might be a few dates. Or, you know, some people actually do it in literally in relationships. Like, they ghost people when they're in a relationship, which is just crazy. Like, that happened to my mom. Remember, she just got ghosted.
Really?
Yeah, like, she was in a full committed relationship, like, living with the person, and he ghosted her.
They lived together?
Yeah, I'm sure I told you that story.
No, no story. How's this happened?
So she used to, like, own restaurants and run them and stuff, and she lived in this restaurant with this man. And then one day he just left and never came back. And didn't take any of his stuff. And to this day, I was like, Mom, are you sure he's alive? And she claims he is. But he ghosted her. He just left. He must have had, obviously, some huge issues going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was in a relationship. Like, that can happen in a relationship. Like, that must be extra heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, traumatic. But yeah, so it can happen on any level. And I think any level is shocking, to be honest.
Mm.
Even if it's just a few dates or...
Yes, because it does, it triggers your insecurities.
Massively.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, a little bit about that. But also, like, just talk about in general, a big round table on ghosting. So, we did a poll on our Instagram, and lots of you got involved, which was fun. So, a big whopping 81% of you on our Instagram page have been ghosted before. And 19% of you have actually ghosted someone else. So we've got some ghosts in the group and we've got some ghosties. So yeah, that is a lot of people. 81% is a lot of people, big majority. Just shows how common it is.
Yeah, it literally is. Have you ever been ghosted? Or ghosted someone.
Yeah, I've ghosted people, but I guess we could just dive into it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never actually done... What I think is bad with ghosting is, like, obviously, like, what your mum experienced. Just living with them and they
Jan.
Just... Poor Jan, yeah, and they just disappear. But I've never ghosted someone. Like, what I think is bad is, like, when you go on, like, a first date with someone or whatever, or maybe even a second, third day. And basically, you act like everything's great, and then you suddenly just disappear and drop off the face of the earth and, like, don't tell them what's going on. You know, at that early stage, I think that's, like, not good. But anyway, I haven't done that to anyone. The only time I've ever ghosted someone is when they revealed that they were, in fact, crazy! Or whatever. Like, and... Basically, so some people, my philosophy on it is that some people are just... weird, and it's not your responsibility to tell them that they're weird or that they're rude or that they've been a twat. Like, why? I'm not your mum, so I'm not here to tell you why you've been naughty and what you've done and why I don't want to be around you anymore. So I personally find that when someone's rude or whatever, and you know, when you're dating, there's a lot of rude people out there. Like, people can be rude because I don't know, it's just like sometimes you, especially like online dating or whatever, if you go on a date from an app, you just don't always know what the person might be like, whether they might be quite nice on messages or whatever. And then you can go there and then they can just end up like saying rude, random shit that's actually offending you, you know, and you didn't know that the night was going to end up like that, whatever. But basically when I experience that, that's when I ghost, because I'm like, I'm not going to text you and tell you, by the way, when you said XYZ about our podcast, it was rude. Or like when you told me that my hair was shit. I don't know why you'd feel on a date with someone who tells you the hair's shit. But they might, like, sometimes you can wind up on a date with like such a weirdo. But like just someone like saying something rude or like, well, let's just use a podcast as an example. Like, imagine you were on a date with someone and they're asking you what you do and you tell them, oh yeah, I do this or whatever, and then they saw like being rude about it because they're secretly intimidated or they're secretly jealous and they secretly feel threatened that you're thriving in your creative pursuits, and like they say something rude or whatever. I'm not then going to text you the next day saying, by the way, I don't want to see you again because when you said that my podcast was weird, I just think that's fucking rude and blah, blah, blah. Because I'm just like, you've already wasted my time and energy because I've had to be in the presence of you being rude to me. then they're not going to spend the time to educate you on why you're rude.
Yeah.
And then potentially you might not even think it was rude or apologize. So what am I even doing it for? I think it's easier to just remove yourself. So like, that's when I ghost. And so we asked on the story as well, like, why some of you guys have ghosted. And someone, like, there was various reasons, but one person's reason was bad energy. And I'm like, I support that. I support a ghost on a bad vibe. I do.
Yeah, I think there's like a degree to it. I think if there's disrespect to you and been rude, then completely fair enough. You'd have to waste your time explaining to them why they've been rude. I think on the bad energy, depends, because they could maybe just have a bad energy and they don't even realise it. So I would still let that person know, I think. But it depends.
What would you say, I don't want to date you because you've got a bad vibe?
No, I'd probably just say I don't want to date you.
Not really give a reason.
I just felt not really feeling
really
it.
I don't think we're really aligned. Yeah, I don't think we're like made for each other.
Yeah, I would just let them know. Like, But it depends. Like, if they have bad energy, as in like they've been really negative and bring you down or something like that, yeah, fair enough. I don't think you have to sway yourself. But I just think it's always better to let someone know. Not in terms of disrespect.
Yeah.
In terms of ghosting. Because I've been in quite a few situations where I'm like, this would be a lot easier to just not reply or just pretend I've missed that. But then I've been like, no. Because I wouldn't like to be in that situation where you're wondering and you're in the dark. So anytime I've been in that situation, well, I've never really had people be rude to me, I don't think. But if I've been seeing someone or something, I'm like, not feeling this, then I always just let them know.
Yeah, I think if it's just purely a matter of like, do you know what, I'm not really feeling this, then yeah. As long as, if they've not been rude, then you owe them at least, I think, the respect to like just say.
Yeah, because even like if you don't want to see someone again, like don't let them sit there for a week and think about when they want to see you again, because it's a waste of their energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least let them know so they know you're on the same page, so you're not going to see each other again. Don't let them waste energy thinking they're going to see you again or that something's going to happen when in your head you totally shut off. Like, do you know what I mean? You might as well just cut that energy cord, like where it is.
I think the biggest reason why people like don't say that is because they don't want to face that like confrontational situation, even though it's not, but like you are obviously like letting someone down or whatever, and loads of people just can't handle that, so they'd rather, you know, like the definition said, hope that the person being ghosted from the subject that they just get the hint, get the vibe, they're like, okay, they're not interested. But the thing with that is, obviously, that's what breeds the insecurities, because basically ghosting just validates your own insecurity. So whatever you're insecure about, you never find out the reason that this person doesn't want to date you anymore. They don't tell you, hence being ghosted. So what your brain does is like, it's because I've got an extra little toe and he saw it. That's why. Or I don't, by the way, I'm just using weird examples. It's because I got ketchup down my face on the date and I gave him the ick. That's why. Yeah. Or like...
Well, no, I can give you the perfect example of what happened to me. The perfect example.
Tell us.
It's when I think it's my only ghosting experience. It wasn't that traumatic. I'd only been on 2 dates with him. But yeah, it was a guy in London and I went on one day, really nice, really fit. Shout out to you if you're listening. I can't even remember what his name was.
Was he a suit out of 10?
He was a sort. He was my type on paper. He actually looked kind of a bit American. Oh. And he came in like a flannel thing and he was muscly, but he was really nice, right?
And what's your type on paper? Muscly American flannel wearing men.
Yeah, like muscly broad shoulders, facial hair, good looking face. But also just had like quite a presence about him.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I didn't even know him. I only seen him twice. But he just seemed really nice. Anyway, I went on one date, it was really good. And then he was like really eager to see me again. So I was like, oh my God, he must like really like me. And I remember like saying to my friends, like, oh my God, like he's really nice. You know, like when you start to get,
And
then we went on...
Planning the wedding.
Yeah. Went on the second date and again, had a really lovely time. So at this point, I'm literally planning the wedding.
Yeah.
Thinking, God, he is my type, da, da, da. And then, left him and he was like, okay, message me, get home, da, da, da. And then I think I messaged him, probably when I got home. And then, he just never replied. And I was like, ah. And what I filled in the gap with, because you just reminded me then that, like, I was listening to the thing the other day and it was saying that literally our brains need to fill in the gap. So, like, so when you don't have the eye, when you don't know why you've been ghosted, you are going to fill in that gap with something. And this is, like, literally makes me want to go and hug my younger self, because this was quite a few years ago and I wouldn't do this now. I remember before I went on the date, I was going to work before and I had this dress on with tights. It was winter. And I was like, oh no, I don't know if I want to go on the date with tights on because he's going to like see the shape of my legs and he's going to like think I've got really fat legs. I know, I know. And then I was like, oh, debating it for ages. And I was like, no, Abby, just go wear this. You look nice. Talked myself into it. And then obviously went on the date, had a nice time. And then the next day when he like didn't reply, and then the day after I was like, it's because I got my legs out. I know. I was like, it's because he saw my fat legs.
No.
I know. How sad is that? And I was lit. And then I remember just being like, oh my gosh, Abby, like, because it just highlights your insecurities. Because you're like, you got to fill in the gaps. And like, God knows what it was. I actually think
he could have died.
Died.
And that's why he didn't reply. Because he was dead.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, anything could have happened. But yeah, that's just a perfect example of where like... But as well on that, like, I've kind of worked on my relationship with my body. But I also think that like, we're going to go into this towards the end. But I think as well, if you get ghosted and you reflect on yourself to that deep level where you're like, oh, it's because I got fat legs, that is just highlighting to you where you actually have a self-worth problem.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Where you can just dive a little bit deeper because, yeah, it's ghosting and it's not nice, but also, like, if you're more rooted in your self-worth and your self-love, then you will feel shit, but you won't start picking apart your appearance and think, oh, my God, it's because I wore and you'll a dress.
And you'll be able to, like, pick yourself up quicker and just move
exactly.
on.
Yeah, so it's all like a learning curve for each step. But obviously, everyone's different on their journey. But I do think, yeah, when ghosting does really trigger an insecurity in you, then that just shows maybe that's something you need to lean in to heal.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Because dating is a very vulnerable process. Like, because, you know, you're putting yourself up there for, like, rejection. Rejections, like, can be really painful for people. Especially if you've got past, you know, bad experiences, like trauma or whatever, like, to do with being rejected then or abandoned. Mm. Then it kind of, like, stings even more. Like, depending on, like, you know, what's your attachment style like, all that kind of stuff. Random question, but I'm curious. Did he give off the vibe that he was quite interested in sex?
No, that's literally what I was going to say. I think what it was literally just that... I think we'd said, actually, I think before, that it wasn't about sex. So we had, I think, spoke about that.
Because obviously, yeah, some people on dating apps are just down.
Yeah, which is absolutely fine. So, but I think we had said that we weren't doing that or something. I don't know. But then
we're gonna have a sleepover instead and watch a movie and cuddle.
Yeah, I think he said something on like the second date, which kind of like insinuated that. And I remember thinking, oh no, not asked for that, because his flat was like round the corner from where we were. So yeah, I think that's what it was. He was just a bit of,
because that's the other thing. Yeah, that's the other thing as well, is like, you can get dated actually just because they're incredibly emotionally unavailable. They were looking for a shag, didn't want to tell you right away, then started to quickly catch the vibe that you aren't looking for that. Mm. So then they just think, bye. And they just go and talk to someone else that they can.
Yeah, exactly.
Get that from. Yeah. So, and obviously there is people, as in the online dating world, which is obviously where a lot of people do date, there is a lot of people on there for like weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, and some girls want that too, and that's fine. But if you're not, then you kind of gotta, you've got to like, you have to be able to suss the other person out to see what their intentions are. Because some men can be weird and pretend that they're not looking for that, but they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're just seeing if you're gonna like fall into that.
Yeah.
But I also think as well, people can do, in terms of ghosting, like they'll do it for like validation. So like, I'll go on a date with you. Oh, you fancy me. You're going to like fill up my cup. I'm going to enjoy your company. But I'm only going to take it so far because I don't actually want to commit. You know, that's the commitment issues, the attachment styles.
Yeah.
Don't actually want to take it that step further. So I'm just going to pull away and step away when the actual like, intimacy comes up. And then you just leave the other person being ghosted. But really, it's absolutely nothing to do with the other person. It's just that you're kind of like playing a game with them. Like
yes,
a puppet.
Yes. And what was interesting for was what you were saying about cheaters.
Yeah, also ghosting is really common with cheaters or people that are in like unhappy marriages, because they will go on dates with people, take it so far, but then when it gets to the point of actually maybe sleeping with the person or even kissing the person, like the actual point of cheating, then they back away because they're like, oh no, I don't actually want this. I don't actually want to cheat. I just really want the validation that somebody else fancies me.
Yeah.
Or that rush of like these endorphins of, oh my God, like, you know, like the cheating, you get like that, you basically get a rush of hormones when you cheat because it's like forbidden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's like a whole new ball game.
Naughty and
Very naughty, running sneaky on those natural chemical highs. But yeah, anyway, so they get to the point where they're like, actually, no, I don't actually want to cheat. And then they ghost. And apparently it's really common for people to do that. And then obviously the person's completely left in the dark, like, what the hell? Yeah. So if anyone out there has been ghosted, there's a good chance maybe they were married.
There's a lot of married people that definitely use dating apps and look for people.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why it's so important, like, when you go into dating. We were just talking about this before. To be in a relationship to be loved, you don't need to completely love yourself and be totally healed all your childhood trauma, do you? No.
No.
But it is important to go into dating from a place of high self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, there is a lot of BS that I think you kind of have to cut through.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have control of whether someone's going to ghost you or not. It's just the risk you have to take when you're dating. Mm-hmm. And if you want to meet someone, unless they're going to approach you on the train because they saw you across the carriage and they just thought they fell in love with you, or they come to you in a coffee shop or something really cute like that on the movies, you're probably going to be finding them on an app, or maybe they're signing to your DMs or something like that. Like, so much of it is internet fueled.
Mm.
And there's just a chance that they might. But even the guy in the coffee shop that comes up to you, he could ghost you too. Basically, when you're dating, it's just a risk, a part of it. So it's important to know you don't need to totally be in love with yourself and be completely healed to be able to date or be in a relationship. But you do need to come at it from a place of high self-worth, because otherwise you're completely going to internalize that ghosting as, oh, okay, yeah, like you said, it's my legs, or it's my third toe, or whatever. Like, there's so many reasons that we're all insecure about something. None of us don't have insecurities, and you will just pin it on that. And also, like, if you're not going into dating from a place of high self-worth, you're probably going to go on a date with an arsehole.
Yeah.
You're probably going to entertain someone who you know isn't really up to your standards, isn't really your type, you know? So we actually asked you guys on Instagram to define in three words what it made you feel emotionally when you experienced being ghosted. So you all had really similar responses and they made me cry. I was like, oh my God. Guys, we need to get the confidence up. We need to flip this narrative. But at the same time, we totally understand why it causes these feelings. And, you know, like you were saying,
you've been there.
So you felt confused, hurt, lower self-esteem, abandoned. Because I think that is like a really big thing, isn't it? Like, ghosting really is, especially if you have like a pre-existing kind of like wounding with abandonment, like, it can really be painful for you. Shocked. Yeah, because, I mean, your mum was living with...
Yeah, she must have been so shocked.
Yeah.
We should have brought her on.
Yeah, worthless. This is the thing, like, you would feel worthless, especially if it's a little bit later on down the line of the dating, but even still at the early stage, because it's like, you're not worthy of respect enough for someone to just tell you that, even if they're not interested and they want to leave it. But again, it's why we've got to remember, it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of the fact they do not have the emotional capacity, the maturity or anything, the skills to just be able to have a conversation that might make them feel slightly uncomfortable about just letting someone know that they don't want to pursue things anymore. You are not worthless. They're worthless. anxious, angry, hurt. Insecure, confused, upset, disheartened, embarrassed, not good enough, ugly and boring. We're not feeling that good about ourselves, are we, queens?
No.
When we've been ghosted. But we actually had a DM sent in as well from one of our lovely listeners who actually was sharing their ghosting experience, but actually being the one that went ghost. And they actually had a really, like, interesting reason behind why it happened. And again, I think this is a really good, I'm just going to read it out, but I think this is such a good example to discuss, because there's definitely a lot of people that potentially ghost people because they are, like, still caught up in a past relationship or whatever, or you know, like, and they're not actually ready to date, and they can't, like, even commit at the early stages. And then you can just internalize that as being your problem, but it's not. Mm. Especially when you meet someone online, if you don't know them, you've got no mutual friends, you typically don't know their dating history apart from what they've told you. And unfortunately, there isn't a LinkedIn for all your dating relationships, is there? So, like, how do you know? They might have never really put pictures of them on social media. Like, they might not have been a social media poster at all, let alone, like, sharing the relationship. So, or they could have deleted all the pictures and they actually could have only just dumped their ex 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit early to be going out with them.
Yeah, they're rebounding.
So our lovely listener who will remain anonymous, but she sent in this story. When she was 18, 19, she was in an abusive, toxic relationship that she didn't know how to get out of or who to talk to about it. So as a way to get out, she actually ended up moving countries because she'd always wanted to move away anyway. So she ended up moving to London. In the process of her moving countries, her partner was admitted to a mental health hospital for a few months. And again, she was still really young when this was happening. When she turned 21, she was living in London. Through mutual friends, he found out where she worked and showed up at her workplace. That is
creepy.
Yeah, and not fun at all. So he basically flew in from another country and just rocked up at her work. She said she was mortified. All of her colleagues thought it was romantic and whatever. But for her, obviously, this was incredibly traumatic. Being stalked like that is just horrible. So she said she had to run from her work to the train station, hoping he wouldn't follow her. The whole experience gave her such bad PTSD. She had nightmares every night about being followed for 2 years until it slowly started fading and she started to heal. Bless your heart. I'm literally sending you so much love. But anyway, because of this experience, even though she could go and flirt with other people, it couldn't go any further. She went to a house party a few months after her ex showed up at her work, and she met a guy. He was really nice, really sweet, had loads of fun, lots of banter, and he was a friend of a friend, so not a complete stranger either. After the party, he was texting her, and it was all great, and then he asked her out. And then the past experience of her ex and everything that went on there with him kind of stalking her had such a tight grip on her that she physically couldn't actually reply to this guy's text, despite chatting to him at the party and having a really nice time with him and actually really liking him. And she said, "I remember staring at my phone wanting to reply and I literally couldn't." She said, "We never ran into each other again, but as she began to heal, she felt like for her to go forward, she needed to apologize." So she said it wasn't for him, it was just for her younger self to forgive herself. So she did message him back, but it took her 3 years to do it. And she said she didn't want anything from sending that message. She just basically wanted to kind of do it for herself, but he just replied saying he didn't expect it, the message, and just thanked her, and that was it. But she was basically sending this in because she has experienced ghosting herself as well. But because she's had this perspective of being on the other end and how you could be at a party. Imagine if you met someone at a party and you really hit off, and that is kind of an ideal way to meet someone, isn't it? At some sort of social occasion or something, and you've already got mutual friends, so you know that they're not crazy or whatever, you kind of know a little bit about them, feel a bit more relaxed around them. All hits off, have a great conversation, have lots of fun, flirty banter, getting the sparks flying, swap numbers, want to go out on a date. And then if they just didn't answer, you really would be a bit but it's obviously the girl sent this message and obviously she thought the guy was great and she did want to chat to him, but obviously the trauma from the past relationship was still so there for her that she actually couldn't. And that's that level of emotional unavailability, and I don't mean that in a rude way, but sometimes we're not emotionally available on certain parts of our healing journey. And basically in the dating world, you can come across people that are potentially in that situation, and that can be a reason why they've ghosted you. So obviously with her, she felt bad about that for ages. Hopefully maybe that guy didn't really internalize it, but you could literally then have gone home like you did and thought, "Oh, it was my legs," and it was nothing to do with that. It was actually some past thing from a relationship that still had a hold on them. There's so many reasons as well why people ghost, and it's actually nothing to do with you. So it's important to go into dating knowing that, so that you really don't internalize what's going on. Because I just think in the early stages of dating as well, people can easily jump around, mess around, and it's because they don't know you yet. And especially in a city, they might never see you again, and they know that they won't see you again. So they might be even more careless or whatever. Yes, I thought that was a really interesting example. Yeah. I'm very grateful for sending that story because I know it's quite vulnerable. But I think it just really shows the flip side of what could actually be going on and why you got ghosted. and it not actually be anything at all to do with you. You could be freaking fabulous. They're just like having their own sort of problems holding them back, why they can't even, you know, pursue a date with you.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm glad she sent that that reply and explained it to us, because yeah, it definitely puts a different spin on it, because it just shows like the magnitude of everyone's lives are so complex. You literally have absolutely no idea what's going on, especially in terms of like, yeah, trauma and stuff and like unhealed, unprocessed things. Like, it is going to cause a barrier, and of course that is nothing to do with the other person. But as I said, we fill in the gaps, and we were filling with something. So I think that story really helps highlight the point of what we were saying, is that it, most of the time it is not about you, and it just says more about the other person, I think. Not in terms of that, but
yeah.
So if you are in the position where you've just been ghosted and you feel really shit, I think the first thing is to just fully let yourself feel that pain and just validate yourself, because people can brush it off and think, oh, he ghosted me, oh, he didn't reply, oh, I didn't really like him anyway. But if you were dating someone with the potential of a romantic connection and you have both established that, and then it suddenly ends, you're going to feel shit, because that's what it was. It was a romantic connection. And when you have a romantic connection and you're dating someone, you think it's going to go somewhere, otherwise you won't be bothered dating them.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is like an absolute stab in the stomach, and you are going to feel really shit regardless of how much you know them. You're going to be shocked, you're going to be confused, and obviously because you're not getting the answer, so it comes with that like...
lack of closure, sort of.
Yeah, lack of closure, and yeah, that just feeling of like, am I not worth a reply? Like, how could I feel like so unimportant that you can't actually explain
like
to me what's wrong?
Feeling that someone put in the story box about how it made them feel. Yeah,
exactly. So I think first it comes with that, and like we said before, if you have like abandonment wounds, like I feel like everyone to a certain degree has an abandonment wound, but if you have like unhealed trauma within that, and then all of a sudden you're abandoned by someone you've maybe only been on a few dates with, it is going to trigger you.
Yes.
And a lot of people may not even realize that. They may just think, God, why is this like wiped me out? Like, why do I feel so bad about this? But it could just be that like your younger self is triggered. But if you are in that situation where you get ghosted, then that is literally the trash taking itself out. Because if they cannot sit down with you and have a mature conversation about why they want to end things, then how the hell are they going to have an emotionally mature relationship with you? Like, you simply don't want to be with someone like that. If they cannot respect you enough and respect your time enough to give you an answer as to why they want to end whatever is going on, then how the hell are they going to hold you throughout the whole relationship?
Yeah, exactly. They're doing you a favor, basically, because... they're doing stuff like that at that early doors, then, you know, you sign yourself up for trouble if you're going to actually, like, go out with them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they are literally showing you who they are. Like that quote that you always say, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Like, that is that to an absolute degree. And, you know, it actually happens a lot where people ghost and then they come crawling back thinking it's okay. And if you are in
They ghost you, they take you out on a date, ghost you, but you still got them on Instagram and they start sending you flames, like, a couple weeks later. Do not reply to those flames. Don't you dare entertain those 100 emojis or those flames be coming into your DMs from someone who has had the audacity to take you out on a date or whatever and then just ghost you. Don't let them come crawling back. You know better, and you know you shouldn't be doing it. You know you're worth more than that. It's a fucking waste of time. They've shown you who they are. What the hell? You're just taking up space with trash when you could be leaving the space, taking the trash out. And, you know, leaving space to welcome in a nice, lovely person who is not going to treat you like that. Like, you just communicate to that person that, like, you're down for getting messed around when you re-entertain them after they, like, do stuff like that. Like, it's never going to end well. And all you're doing is communicating to yourself that this is what you deserve and you're worth.
Mm.
And that's not true. Like, you deserve at least some respect, and that is no respect. And flames are not enough of a compliment for you to be getting excited over, okay? Because how easy is it for, you know, like, how easy it's to send a flame?
Yeah, they're probably just doing it to everyone, just like, flame, flame, flame. Just
don't. No. You've got to make them work harder than that.
Yeah. I think that, in that moment, you have to really anchor into yourself. Because it's easy to be like...
because especially if you've been wounded from the ghosting, you're like... yeah. And then they come back with a flame 3 weeks, you're like... oh no, so maybe it's not because I'm disgusting and not good enough. Because they sent me a flame, so then you're going to think that you're going to get that validation that you lost and that you now really feel like you need, because that situation created that need for it. And you'll think you're going to be able to get out of them. It's very tempting. I get it.
Yeah.
But we've got to be our higher selves. and we're going to choose better for ourselves than that. One of the most impactful things that I've done on my self-growth journey has been going to therapy. It has helped me so much. I really wouldn't be the person that I am today and feel as happy and confident as I do today if I hadn't spent time with a therapist. That's why I'm so excited to introduce you to our podcast partner, BetterHelp, because BetterHelp are a professional, secure online counseling service. So wherever you are in the world right now, as long as you've got an internet connection and a phone, you can access BetterHelp services. Now, what I love about BetterHelp is that they are making therapy accessible for everybody, because I know that sometimes how much it is, traveling to get there, feeling nervous about it can stand in your way of getting the help that could literally change your life. So when you're working with a BetterHelp therapist, you can talk to them in whatever way you like. So if you are just a bit too nervous to do video calls or even audio calls, that's absolutely fine. You can just do the chat box instead. So no matter how you feel about going to therapy, whether you feel nervous about it, or if you're ready to dive right in and do video calls, they will work around you to make you feel the most comfortable so you can get the best experience in the way that you want to do it. But not only that, BetterHelp is significantly more affordable than traditional face-to-face therapy, and they are also giving all of our listeners a discount. So if you head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet, you are going to get 10% off your entire first month of online therapy with BetterHelp. All you need to do is head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That is betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet to redeem your discount and start your therapy journey today. When you go on that link and sign up for an account, you fill out a really quick 5-minute questionnaire just explaining a little bit about you and what is it that you want to work on with a therapist, what are your needs, what are you struggling with, and they work to match you with the perfect therapist within 48 hours of you doing that. So there isn't a huge waiting time to be seen by anybody. And even if they match you up with a therapist and you think, you know what, I don't really connect with this person, I'm not sure that I want to do this whole therapy thing with them, you can actually change therapists as many times as you want for completely free until you are happy with who you are paired with, because it's so important that you do connect with your therapist that you can really open up and get the most out of the experience. But therapy's completely changed my life, and BetterHelp has been a big part of my journey. I just love how efficient, effective, and affordable it is. So if you want to start a therapy journey with BetterHelp today, just head to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet to start your therapy journey today.
Yeah, exactly, because you may like feed into that thinking, oh, I'll have that hit of validation. But at the end of the day, they're literally only doing that because they've run out of validation. They're like, oh, you know, this person I've ghosted, I'm just going to reply to the story. It's just playing with people. It's just each other playing with each other for that short-term gain, that dopamine hit, but it's not long-lasting. And it makes you feel like shit in the long run because it's just going to end by you being ghosted again because they literally can't hold that space. They're not emotionally available for you. And they've clearly stated that by ghosting you. So when they ghost you, you should just literally cut contact.
Yeah, just block them, unfollow them, remove them, like forget about them and move on.
Yeah. And as well, a ghoster literally can't ghost it. So if somebody ghosts you, you have absolutely no reason to have to reply to them. Like you do not owe them absolutely anything. So once somebody ghosts you, that shows you who they are. And then you can just block them, cut contact. You don't need to reply them, and you don't need to think, am I ghosting them by not replying? Because absolutely not.
Because usually, like, you're a nice person, so you get ghosted.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
And then they start trying to talk to you again, and then you want to ignore them. Then you feel bad about the fact that you are totally ignoring them, especially if they're kind of like a bit manipulative, a bit weird, and they come crawling back in, like being really nice. Then you might think, oh God, am I being like a bitch right now? Like, by, you know, but no, like, you give them, it's also, some people are weird and like the chase. And I get the feminine, the masculine, the dynamics, the chase. I get that. Like, I think you do kind of need to have an element of chase because men's brains are wired very differently to women's. Mm. But not on that stupid game-playing toxic level. Mm. There is like the healthy level where you're building desire, you know, all that fun stuff. But then there's this other level where you're actually just fucking around, being emotionally unavailable, stupid, twat. And they're just wasting your time. And usually, like, they've ghosted you, whatever, and then they come back in with some flames, or they come back in like, how are you? Heard it? Like, acting like nothing's happened, saying something nice. Or maybe even make up some stupid bullshit excuse about why they did it to make you feel bad for them. And actually, it's just complete bollocks. And then you feel bad. So you start to reply. And then they get validation of the, oh, I can get her again. It's not over. I got her again. She's back in my, like, palm on my finger, whatever. Then you know, the dynamic things change again, flip, and they're like, oh, I don't want you now because I have you. Even though, like, maybe you haven't met with them, whatever. Like, it's just games.
Games. It's a waste of time. Games.
Your time and energy is the most valuable currency you have. So what the fuck? We don't have time for people like that. Goodbye. Also, we don't want to be hanging out with time wasters and dating people that mess you about because they will cause you pain and trauma. And then you've got to go to therapy. And that's expensive. It's the truth. Like, think about that too.
Think about the future.
Therapy bills.
Yeah, literally think about the future you.
Yeah.
But I was going to say with that, because like, say if you get ghosted, obviously we talked about how it probably will tear you down. But I think monitor how much it tears you down. So what I was going back to.
There's a level of indulgence, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and like what I was saying about self-worth is that like, obviously when you get ghosted, first you're going to be shocked, you're going to be confused, you're going to think, what the fuck, that's so rude. You go through all those emotions, but then I think that ability to pick yourself up is kind of like your level of self-love. And I'm not saying that from a place of judgment, like if you don't have self-love, then you're not going to be able to pick yourself up back up. It's just having that awareness that, oh, I'm actually like say for me, I was like, oh my God, it's because I'm fat, da da. Because my self-worth was actually really low at that time. So if you feel like that and you're picking yourself apart and you're feeling insecure, even with the knowledge, say you've listened to this podcast and you've got the knowledge that actually it's probably not about me, still your emotional body and your thoughts and your feelings are all saying, oh my God, like it's all to do with me, then that is just an invitation to do some healing on yourself, yes, to go deeper, because it's not about you. And your awareness of the trigger is what's going to help you heal it and go deeper. And then the next time that happens, if you really like someone and you get ghosted, you're going to think, well, thank you. Obviously, you wasn't for me. The trash has taken itself. Like, you cannot even have a conversation with me. And no matter if I feel like we are aligned or we get on really well, it doesn't matter because you've really shown me who you are by not even letting me know that you want to end this. It's done. You can move on to somebody else that really respects you.
Yeah. I do think that we have a really strong ability to convince ourselves that someone's the one within like a week or 2 weeks of talking to them. We're like, get so carried away, and it's just like
That's probably the woman, you know, you're saying like men different. It's probably the woman thing, like,
yeah,
you do, you know, people are like, oh, take it easy, like, don't plan your wedding, da, da, da. It's like,
I don't know how your brain just does go that. There
it just it does just it does.
I'm not gonna lie,
if someone doesn't do this, come tell us, because I just don't know.
Yeah, because I watch my brain do it and I'm like, you need to fucking calm down, don't you? But like, even like on a dating app, right, this sounds real crazy, but like maybe I have dating apps all wrong, but I'll match someone, okay, but then once they message you, whether I'm going to reply to you or not entirely depends on what message you send. Because you could look cute on your profile, have good prompts, look pretty good, height, great, not smaller than me, cool. But then you send me some shit message and I'm like, that's a fucking shit message, so I'm not replying to that. No, it means it's like a rude message, but some people just put hi. I'm like, I'm not replying to you. You have to say more than that. Anyway, so you don't always know if you're going to respond. This is my mentality. I'm like, okay, you sent me a shit message there, so you're probably gonna have dry chat, or you're not that invested, or you're not that serious about actually like potentially dating someone. Because I feel like that's such, you can just tell, you can really tell, like really low value messages that they'll send. Anyway, I will literally think down to the T of like, okay, this person's profile looks this and their message looks like this. Is this even worth me responding to? Because that is a point of my time and my energy that I could actually pump into my business and make some money instead. I know that's a bit of a weird way to think. And that's obviously just probably my stage of life right now. But as in like, so my brain starts to think, one, about is it worth my time? Because, you know, could be making some pee instead. But also my brain literally flits to... we're gonna get married. Not literally that, but as in I will be thinking about that then, but as in I don't know if that's just the women, not as in literally being dead serious, like third message and I'm like, are we gonna get married? No, but I don't mean like being crazy like that, but as in your brain does think that. But I think that that is definitely a woman's thing to do, because we're the ones like on a primal level, men are just looking to like create as many of their own offspring as possible, hence why they just want to shag a lot more than like girls do.
But they do also want love.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Obviously, they're not complete animals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like on a primal level, like what they're trying to do, you know, reproduce, spray their load on people. Sorry. But then girls, we're looking for strong partners to, if you want to have kids, to bear a child with. So I think that's why sometimes your brain jumps that and you're looking to like, are you a good quality person? Like, are you a high value person? Are you this, are you that? Are you going to be protective? Are you going to provide? I don't mean like in a totally non-feminism like way, but you know what I mean? Because you know I'm all about girl bossing so hard. But like, your brain's very primal in that sense. So I think that's why we jump sometimes to the marriage thing, because women they're not usually, you know, obviously some people are and like they're choosing to do that, but on a primal level, you're usually courting, dating with the intention of, because you know that you can potentially get pregnant. Dating relationships mean sex as well. And there's a risk as a woman that you get pregnant depending on like what you're using. Depending on like what contraception, whatever you're using, all that kind of stuff, there's a risk, right? And we all know that on a subconscious level. So I think you're kind of seeking out a partner as well because you're like, on a subconscious level, we might have a kid, and are you a high value person to do that with? Do you know what I mean? So I think that might be why our brains jump to that. Yeah. Or I'm just crazy.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I certainly do it as well, but I think
I don't do it in a sense of like getting really ahead of myself and overexcited. It's more as if like I'm assessing valuing on that standard.
Yeah,
like,
no, and I think that's
otherwise
good.
I'm like, you're going to waste my time. And I'm like, maybe it's just the phase of life I'm in. I'm like, I'm time poor right now. Like as in I'm busy. I'm a busy woman. I'm girl bossing 24/7. I literally am.
I don't sleep.
We don't sleep. We get up at 3 a.m. and work. We sleep 3 to 5. Like, I'm joking. No, but we are like really busy. We're in this serious building process. Like, we're hustling, hustle culture, toxic. No, but we are like, we're busy. So maybe it's just a reflection of where I am right now. I don't know. But interesting anyway.
No, but what I was going to say is that it's good because you, and I've always, I mean, I've said this to you, like, when I think of self-love, I always think of you because you're really, I mean, Ash always said that because you're really, what, really,
really?
Yeah, you're so anchored in it. Like, you literally won't entertain people that are going to waste time. Like, you literally won't. Whereas, like, some people, and again, no judgment, some people may have low self-worth in that situation. Someone replies, hey, they're like, okay, this guy's fit, dead message. I'm going to reply because I just feel like shit and, like, right, I just wanted to validate me. And I don't know, maybe he doesn't look that great, but, like, let's just, like, fill this little hole in my life. Okay. Whereas if you're anchored in that self-love like you are, like, you're literally, like, not getting a good vibe, time waster, not going to do it.
And that message was shit, see you later.
Yeah, and that's the point you want to be, because, you don't want to waste time.
No. I mean, sometimes I have a war with myself and I'm like, am I just being ridiculous? Not ridiculous, but I probably am here gaslighting myself right now. But sometimes I'm like, am I being a block? Am I being too uptight? Is it because I'm secretly afraid of commitment or vulnerability or intimacy or emotionally unavailable and I just don't even realize it? And I go through this whole process of myself and question everything. And then I come back to this thing. I think, no, it's not. I think it's just that I know what I want. It's just not showed up on my doorstep yet. But universe, I've written it down. I've told you after we spoke with Kagi, I've written down the energy of that I would want to manifest the feeling of relationship. Because I think it's like, and I've definitely done this before, where you write down the superficial things and we're so powerful in terms of law of attraction manifesting. I've definitely manifested like people based on superficial bollocks and then it's just pointless because they're not a good person. So now what I'm doing is manifesting the energy that I'd want to feel in a relationship. So I've let the universe know and they've not slid into my hinge or anything yet. So,
you know,
but
I do
go through a whole process with myself of sometimes then thinking, Grace, are you just secretly self-sabotaging, being extremely emotionally unavailable to avoid this? Are you an extreme avoidant that you just don't even realize? And I'm like, no, I've read too many self-help books, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you can label everything, to be honest.
No, exactly. I think as well, like, you probably just get a feeling, don't you? Like, you will probably feel excited to respond. No, like, you know?
Like, if you match with your future husband or your future anything.
Yeah, maybe my future just isn't even on Hinge.
I would like to think that if you did, you would definitely be excited to reply
to it. Yeah, because I do believe in fairy tales.
Yeah, me too.
I do believe in energy and love like that. We were just talking about that. Mm. Like, you know, I do believe that there's an element of just, there's just love in the world and magic and all that stuff.
And that initial energy. I don't think, obviously we talk about like, you don't need to be like on your knees. Like, it's nice to feel calm too, but I do think you 100% get that energy. And I think you get it as well from like looking into their eyes.
Mm.
It's like you pick up on an energy. I've had that with partners before where like, I know.
And do you mean just in person?
No, no, on even on photos. Yeah, on dating apps. Yeah. I think 100% you get an energy from like,
oh yeah, you can totally see the energy from someone's profile. Yeah. You can see if they like, because I'm really personally, I'm not looking for it, for the person that I date. Just throwing it out there. I just can't cope with if they're like a big boozer or like definitely no drugs, because
definitely not.
No, because I just never do shit like that. But like, definitely alcohol is such a tiny part of my life, and I just would find it really hard to be with someone that they really love that. And every Saturday night they were down the pub, because I'm like, every Saturday night I'm just not, I'm like usually in bed so I can get up on a Sunday and thrive. So I'm like, I just need somebody else like that. So basically, yeah, you can really tell things like that from someone's profile. I'm like, no, you love the sesh, see you later. And then like, you can tell when someone is just an f-boy because they probably put their Instagram in the all their prompts. No, or they don't put an effort into their profile. Like, no effort into the prompt. No, you're not that serious. Because if you were really wanting to actually meet someone, you'd put an effort into making sure you look good on your profile, you come across well, all that stuff. So that's always a big, you know, there's so many ways to filter out. You can definitely feel the vibe, feel an energy. You can tell when someone is, you can really see when someone's looking for to meet someone. And because I've seen people's profiles, I'm like, you are ready for the one. I can totally tell, but you're not my one. So bye.
Oh my God, you know what we can do? I've just remembered. When we went on last weekend with Estelle. Obviously, Estelle's really good at like reading energy. She's psychic and everything. She did Hinge audits for all of us. So she should do it on Friday.
What?
Yeah, 100%.
Explain.
Yeah, it was so funny. I mean, mine, we didn't really get an audit because I didn't have it, so I re-downloaded it.
She audited other people's profiles.
Yeah, all our Hinge profiles.
She has to look at
how hilarious. Yeah, she'll do it on Friday, 100%. She loves it.
What does she do?
She absolutely loves it. Well, actually, it's more Jonathan. So Jonathan won't be there on Friday. But the male
for context,
straight guy.
We're seeing Estelle on Friday because we're doing things with her for work. Just context. People were like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, we're going to work with her. But yeah, so we had like, he's like a 40-year-old straight man. So we had like his, but he's very in divine masculine.
So he's single?
No. But
why is he on Hinge?
He's not.
He's not on Hinge.
He was always on our Hinge.
Oh, right.
He's
okay.
On Hinge.
Oh, okay.
He's never been on a dating app.
I thought you were telling me he was married.
No.
More married men on Hinge. Great.
No, he's married and he's never been on any dating apps, obviously. So it was like fresh to him. So he was picking up on the energies. He was like, just telling us, not like judging them, but saying like, hey, this maybe doesn't look so much like the energy of you now and stuff like that. And then also on our questions. So mine, I need to do mine again with her because basically I was like, I'm not using Hinge at the minute. So I downloaded it just because I felt like I was missing out because everyone's getting a Hinge on it.
To like get,
But mine was old energy because I haven't updated it in over a year because I've not used it, obviously. Yes. So I actually showed Estelle mine and she was literally like, this is old energy. Like the first picture I think she liked, and then I think the rest of them, she was like, no, this isn't you. She's like, I don't recognize you in these pictures.
Interesting.
And I was like, yes, to be honest, I don't really recognize myself. And then also my questions she thought were really confusing. She was like, Abby, what are you trying to do? You're trying to confuse these men, like they're not gonna have a clue what to reply. She was like, you're trying to bamboozle them. And I was like, I think that's what I was trying to do.
Prompts?
Like, I don't think it's that confusing on one of them. I mean, I literally said, I passed the phone and I was like, I really need to change my questions. Like, don't judge me. And like, one of my,
one of them was fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
One of them was just about like sunsets and food and stuff. That's all fine. But then on one of them, it said like, what do you want to know about me? And I put, I want to know. No, it worded better than this, but it said, I want to know how well you know yourself.
Interesting. Oh, you trying to bamboozle all the men? You're trying to confuse them all.
But I said to her, and then the other one I think was,
you're putting out the vibe that you want a self-aware king there, but
yeah, I am, but I understand how it can be confusing because it's like challenging.
Yeah.
And then I love how like usually this embarrasses me, but I don't even care. I'm just telling my Hinge things on the thing. My other one was, tell me something. And in this one, I didn't know what to reply. I was like, this is annoying me.
Yeah,
so
they are hard to fill out.
Yeah. So it said, tell me something about, and I put the universe, right? So obviously that's confusing. But I said to Estelle was like, that is confusing. I said, you will not even believe how many people used to reply to that.
Really? What, with like a
the amount of universe facts I have is untrue. And I reckon all of them just went on Google and... But also on the other one, how well do you know yourself? Loads of replies. So I said to myself, it does work in terms of replies, probably not attracting the right people because it is confusing with energy.
Yeah, and they might be thinking, this person makes... This is really deep. This person makes me feel not enough because they're showing that like... Because it... Not that your answers are ego-y, but as in like you're coming at it from a slight element of defensiveness. And I'm saying this with zero judgment because I definitely do shit like this all the time. But as in like you're basically putting out that you want a self-aware king and you also want someone who's a bit spiritual, which why you put the universe.
Yeah, like, it's a little
secret
hint.
Thing. So you're trying to see if someone picks up on that. But I think the energy of that is that you're slightly... A slight defensiveness because you're trying to protect yourself because you want to attract the right kind of person. I totally get it. And I reckon that I do this all fucking time. But like... Then I think you can then attract in someone who is like kind of low self-worth, doesn't feel like enough. And then they're like, this girl's really pretty and she's written these things. And, right, I'm going to like fake act. I'm going to plump up who I actually am to try and get her approval and win. And then you'll actually just attract someone like insecure and not in the level, not what you want. So yeah, anyway, that's so effing deep. Have you ever, ever, ever heard anyone talk about Hinge on this level? Probably not. But I'm definitely going to show my profile. She'll definitely rip it to shreds. Because
no, she won't. She'll be all over it. Some of them, she didn't really have much say.
I like don't put anything about the podcast on my Hinge because I really don't want someone, not that I'm ashamed of anything to the podcast. I don't want them to go and look at it. I don't mean like, Google me, I'm so famous. I don't mean that. But as in, you can go on the Instagram and watch a million clips of me talking and make an assumption about who I am. Mm. And I get like, I don't come on here and fake who I am at all. But this is one part of me. It's also another part of me that like the podcast won't really see because it's not appropriate or whatever. Or whatever. Like there's so many, I don't know. I just feel like you can really easily get a pre-existing idea of someone. Obviously, when they put hours of content of them on the internet. Talking about them. So I don't put anything to do with the podcast on my profile. Because I'm like, I don't link my Instagram to it either because then I'm like, they'll just be able to see it really easily and I'm just like, I don't know.
I think it's really nice to have that privacy before you know someone.
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't want to go on a date with someone that's literally listened to the podcast before I even met them. I just think it's weird. I know you're putting it out there to the world, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, because also you could end up attracting someone, I'm not saying this in an ego way at all, but like that could think, oh, they look pretty well, be weird, I don't know. And then basically, like, listen to the show and know exactly what you're all into, like, growth, personal development. I mean, you can even listen to some of the fucking episodes where we actually label what we want and look for in a relationship.
Yeah.
And they could just go and pretend to be that just to, like, get with you, like, you know?
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. So maybe someone from Hinge listening to this right now, and if you are, shame on you, get out of here. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna get stuck on my Hinge. I feel like my pictures are really old and boring, but that's because I'm old and boring. No, I'm not. But I have definitely been old and boring for the last few months. We were just saying we have no selfies together. Whenever we go to post a piece of content, I'm like using a picture from about 5 months ago. Like, we've just been girl bossing beyond belief. But I'm going away to Italy next week, so you know, if you want to follow me on Instagram, then you can, because I'm going to be spamming it with Italy shit. Because I don't do anything. I just sit behind my laptop every day and work and grind and grow my business and be a girl boss. And then now I'm going to go to Italy while Abby holds the fort for me. Hashtag so grateful. And I'm going to be a queen in Italy and I've ordered a million clothes and I'm just going to go and be bougie and enjoy myself. Anyway, why am I talking about this? Oh yeah, I'm going to use those pictures.
Because you can update, yeah.
What's on my Hinge with that? Because I haven't got any reason, because I haven't taken any pictures. I can take pictures of my Be Real of me sat behind my laptop looking like a troll, because that's reality of my life every day of the week. But that's not cute, is it? So I feel like she'll probably
tell you to put something on like that.
Yeah, she'll probably...
She likes the authentic vibe.
What, a Be Real troll selfie?
She kept saying like, oh, we need something like that's showing like what you love out doing or whatever. I think mine was and I said it, I showed it Jonathan first. So it was like Jonathan and then it got passed on to Estelle. And I was like, I think mine is to... like clean, like mine was like.
Oh, your pictures are too clean. Like... Oh, you need some more realness.
I think I need one like dancing or something, like you know, like just, but not like in a club, but like just something where I look more free and just like love and life, you know, rather than like one of the selfies I was literally like, and I just look like I'm actually like caged in a box.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, but why this is interesting with Estella is obviously because she's all about the energy. She's all about manifesting healthy divine love, and like she helps you do it. So it's just hilarious that she's like looking at these huge things.
I'm not going to want to bring this up because I feel like a weirdo. Please, can you bring it up and we can show my profile, and then we'll come back to you when I'm back from Italy, because that's when we'll next be recording, and I will tell you all what she said, and if I change my profile with my new pictures, and if I actually end up manifesting the man of my dreams, and I knew I was going to marry him after the third message. I'm joking, but yeah, we'll update you on the what happens.
Yeah, maybe we'll get like her top tips. Yeah, Estelle's top hinge tips.
She doesn't use it though. No,
no, no, she doesn't use it. She's got a partner, but
yeah. Anyway, that was a huge tangent to the end of the episode, but hopefully you enjoyed it. Like we said, ghosting is taking the trash. The trash taking itself out.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So remember how fierce, fabulous, amazing you are. Your time is very precious. Only select people deserve it. You're a queen. Don't forget it. Basically, yeah. That's the vibe.
Yeah, 100%. I love this episode because I love any episode that can pick you up and remind you of how amazing you are and you don't deserve to be treated with no respect.
Yeah, and also... I would love to know, actually, please come and DM us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast if anyone else has this same hinge process as me.
I didn't know what he was going to say then. I thought he was going to say, like, if anybody else pictures the marriage on, like, the first date.
No, no. Well, yeah, come and tell us about that as well if you want. I think, to be honest, we all do it to some level by accident. Yeah. We don't mean to, and we always stop ourselves. And it doesn't mean we act on it. It's just, it's like intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, no, you know? Yeah.
It just is. But
maybe that's the difference, that everyone has it. Some people act on it and they're come across weird.
Yes. I want to know if anybody else, like, is that picking on Hinge or if I'm just being a nutter. I don't think I am.
No, I don't think you are.
But anyway. Joey, it will be so funny whenever whoever I do accept a date of in the future, I'll have to come tell everyone on the podcast about it. Since I put them through this rigorous process in my mind before I even get to that stage. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you enjoyed this, send it off to your friends. Share it in the group chats. Put it on your Instagram story. Tag us at Find Your Feet Podcast. Also, we put all our videos on YouTube, our episodes on YouTube, so you can watch them on there on our YouTube channel, Find Your Feet Podcast. And also follow us on TikTok to keep up with all the thousands of podcast clips we create from our episodes now. So, like, if you love watching the clips and stuff, we always put shitloads of them on TikTok. So come and follow us because we love the TikTok. It's really fun. And we're literally posting so much on there. So come and follow us on there. It's also linked down below. And if you want our personals, if you want to see what I get up to in Italy, see my pics, come and follow my IG or my TikTok. I'm definitely going to be spamming my own TikTok.
Yeah.
I feel like a mum who gets let out. You know, like a mum that's looking after kids all the time. God bless their soul. And they never get any time to themselves. You know, that's what I feel like now. Not that like I'm looking after you or anything, but as in like, you know, you're so consumed by life and the business of life. I'm just going to go there. Go mental. I'm going with my mum at the start of the trip, and I actually said to her, I'm going to take you to a bar. Like, we are going to go to a bar. I was watching Emma Tamsin's Hill's vlog. She went to Florence.
Oh, yeah.
She was just vibing. I probably won't be able to vibe that much. Like, she has some serious stamina with the partying. Like, I'm like, wow, you go queen. I'd just be collapsing and falling asleep everywhere. But she went to this, like, really cute bar. Like, it looked like such a vibe. And I was like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to get my mum to have a few Aperol Spritz, even though she says she doesn't like them. She can drink something else. I will sip the Aperol Spritz. I'm going to wear my favourite dress of all the dresses that I bought for this holiday. I'm going to go and party. I'm going to party with my mom.
Get a bad day out. You'll have the best time.
And I'll probably be spamming my TikTok with some embarrassing, weird videos of me. I look like mum's on the loose, like, wow, this girl doesn't get out, does she? No, I don't. So, anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Leave us a review as well if you enjoyed this. Peace and love.
Bye.